lecture mode. There's something unfriendly about that.
Yeah, we don't lecture very much. It's not just unfriendly, it's non sequitur. It just doesn't... Wait a minute.
Now I'm going to have to look up the word. Non sequitur. Okay. Hey, my degree is in engineering, not English.
Well, some of us lucked out. Well, welcome everybody to our bonus call, and we're so glad that you came and made it. And everybody's gotten your reports by now because
yeah.
I sent them out myself, so I know that you have them.
Yeah.
And we were really, really happy with how far everybody has come.
Yeah, definitely. And the I'm trying to remember what the average.
We had an average improvement of 38%.
38%. 38%,
which is fantastic. I mean, just imagine your life being 38% clearer. That's a huge chunk.
Yeah, no kidding.
And our lifestyle people, we had around the same percentage improvement last time, mm-hmm. and our lifestyle people improved another 13% on top of that. So,
yeah, well, let's make sure they understand what that means.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, because this is the very first time that's happened. The very first time we've had a group who went through Life's New Game, the Jumpstart process, and then stayed in through the lifestyle program, and therefore went through another whole Life's New Game Jumpstart.
Yes.
So kept on clearing, as well as clearing additional things, as well as raising consciousness even further. And what we got kinesiologically is that they had a 13.5% improvement, even over the dramatic amount that already improved.
Yes.
So that's really cool.
Well, and you can only, and so, you know, we get questions about why is that? I mean, if you cleared everything in Jumpstart, what more is there to clear? But we can only clear as much as you're ready for at that time. And we find that as you have grown and lived into that growth, there's more that we can clear for you because you're releasing more over time. And so while this is the first time we've actually done this formally, we have had people in a lifestyle-type program for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time we've actually tracked.
That's right.
Tracked through Jumpstart like we did this time. And so it's really cool
the
progression.
That's true. Yes. Absolutely.
So congratulations, everyone. And, in fact, we had Pam just pulled out her report, and we were going to look at it with her and with all of you. And I don't know if Pam was going to tell us her numbers. She doesn't have to. But just in case she had any questions with her report, I find Pam is a great one for asking questions that everyone else's questions.
Well, should we just ask if they have any questions about the report?
Well, let's start with Pam because we already had Ponder for that.
Okay.
And then we can open it up to everyone. So, Pam, I'm going to unmute you. Okay. All right. There you go.
So, my first question was, how do you spell Neubauer? Because you got my last name wrong.
Well,
I'm positive, more than positive, Pam, that the time I've known you, that's at least the third time I've done that.
I even know how to spell it, Pam. It's Neubauer, right?
That's right.
Well, now you realize I'm cheating. I'm seeing it on the
screen.
You cannot believe how hard it was for me to make your website because I'm dyslexic. So every time you put your name down, I had to check it three times. So I apologize. I will send you a report spelled correctly if it's in my power.
Have you tried clearing?
I just had to give you a hard time about it.
That's great.
The first question that I had was the anger, and I didn't remember, and I'm sure you guys told us, I didn't remember, like, what is the range? Because, like, my before was 3, and now it's 1.
That's a good question. We should put that, need to put that on there. So, anger we measure on a scale from 0 to 10.
Oh, okay.
Where Gandhi was 0.5, and Hitler was 9.
Oh, okay.
And I just measured you, and I have to tell you that when I'm doing massive amounts of testing, I don't get super detailed. So your number really is 0.8.
Oh.
So you know, I just said one or more, you know, one, you know, that kind of a thing, two. And if I'm doing it rough like that, one is the one that shows up. But I just redid it at a 0.5 or greater, 0.6 or greater, and it was 0.8.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, this is really weird, Pam. Half your name is missing. It's not just a misspelling. This is weird. All right, now I know why you're giving me a hard time. Completely.
Yeah.
So I'm just pulling up your report so I can look at it as we're talking.
I guess I should have edited those, huh?
So
right,
maybe
this.
Maybe this was on something, you know, there's been so much information, I probably just have forgotten this. But the invisible mask, could you explain that a little bit more?
Sure, I'll do that. The place, what we do is we come into the world and we're born, and I'm very sure we don't have an invisible mask when we're born. Can you identify with staring into the eyes of a baby and how you just, like, there's such a connection there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but as that baby grows up and they're over probably age 6 or 7 and so forth, and things start happening, you know, and a lot of negative things, let's face it, you know, they get to see what's wrong with them, or according to what other people are saying, and this, that, and the other. And first thing they know, they start building this invisible mask. It's a psychological thing where they're protecting. They start to have issues about self-esteem. And so as that happens, they don't want people to see who they're starting to perceive who they really are, you know, the limits of who they really are. And so they put up this mask. And we carry that through us. Most people carry it through the rest of their life. And there's a reason for that. I mean, if you've got a lot of anger and a lot of worry and anxiety and self-esteem issues, you know, then you feel like you need that mask. But when we clear all that stuff and we're raising your self-esteem to very, very high, and your anger to virtually zero, and loving yourself 100% or very close to that, then, you're feeling good about yourself. You've cleared all this stuff. It's time to take the mask away so that people can really experience the specialness of who you are. And where this really shows up is when, for instance, when you're coaching other people, when you're mm-hmm. talking with someone about something, you know, personal, not just, you know, not just sort of an average conversation, but you're talking, maybe you're just having a heart-to-heart conversation, or if you're speaking in a group, you connect with the audience at a whole different level, and we've had so many experiences of exactly that happening. And so that's what removing that invisible mask is. And virtually everyone in the group, before they started, had 100% of their masks up, and we wait till, I think it's like the 4th week before we remove the invisible mask, because that's when you've gotten so clear of the emotional issues that it's safe now to remove the mask.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pam.
So could that be part of the reason why, I think it was the 5th week, I started my Sugar Diaries blog, and I was willing to just put it all on the table and say, this is what I weigh, this is what's happening, this is my journey.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Before that,
I wasn't willing to just be that open. I've always been pretty open about myself, but I wasn't willing to. There was still too much shame around it.
Mm.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's exactly, I would say that's exactly what happened. And
part of the invisible mask, too, is that you can put it up at any time. and to whatever degree you need it. So, you know, if you have an abusive ex-spouse and you're having, you know, dinner with them, I do not, for the record, but say you did, and if someone did, and they felt like they needed their invisible mask back up, for that would be completely appropriate. And then all you just ask is for your divine team to put it there as much as needed. And
you just have to be conscious of it. That's all.
Just a
conscious thought about it. We'll put it up, a conscious thought of it, bring it right back down.
Yeah, there's nothing complicated about it.
Oh, okay. I think those are my two main questions.
Awesome.
And so now you said level of consciousness, like what was Jesus was like 900 something or
1,000.
Jesus is 1,000.
Jesus was 1,000, Buddha was 1,000, Vishnu was 1,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. And we don't find people under 500 usually, I don't think. Not very often.
Well, we find them, but they're not people who are attracted to this work.
Well, they're definitely not attracted to this work. Yes, that's true. All right. Well, Pam, I have fixed your name, and I'm going to resend this to you with the scale on it and with your name correct. And I've got the 0.8 for your anger on here as well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Congratulations.
All right. We're gonna mute you and ask anybody else. Do you have any questions at all, the other people that are on here today?
You press *2 to raise your hand.
Yeah. Any questions or comments, for that matter?
Now, we've got a couple of lifestylers on here, so you didn't get a report. So hopefully you're not feeling left out. So we kind of did both of you are in a Facebook group. So we did, in the Facebook group, we put in there about the 13% increase. To alert y'all, but you didn't need all this fancy report because you've cleared most of it already. So, if you feel otherwise, that you need otherwise, please email me and we will look at that.
Yeah.
Look at what would be great for you.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Well.
Gosh, now this is this is basically a bonus session.
Yep.
And so, you know, we didn't come prepared with a whole lot of stuff.
We do have some important things.
Wait a minute. There's a really important one. The one that you keep talking about, but I haven't been really connected with it. And so I don't talk about it.
We don't know how it got left out in a way. I think it's mentioned. I did mention it. Okay. So I've added a new section to the membership site. And this is another reason we encourage you to do lifestyle, because we're continually adding things in there, as well as clearing you. So I've added a new section, and it's under the advanced techniques section, and it's called Got Triggered? Clear It. So what I've been doing, and I think I talked about briefly in one of the week videos, but I'm not sure which one, is trigger clearing. And at our certification we did last week, I kind of went in-depth into it, and then we had an email question came in today, I think it was, today, asking about how you put positive stuff in the bracket. And so I started talking about trigger clearing, and we realized I just really hadn't gone in depth about it, and I think it's because you don't do them as much, Ed, and I've been doing it for months, and then you kind of turn...
I've never done it.
Well, you kind of turn around and you go, what was I thinking? So if I haven't covered trigger clearings adequately, it is in the membership site now, and I'm going to do a brief overview now to see if you have any questions. And from who I see we have on the call today, these are clearings that you definitely could be doing, because all of you are very aware of, you're aware of your feelings and you're aware of your response. And when you are aware or even hyper aware of your response to things, trigger clearings can be extremely powerful. So trigger clearing is what it sounds like when you get triggered, when you have an emotional response to something that is not necessarily appropriate. Somebody we had at the certification gets very triggered when she gets cut off in traffic. And no matter how much clearing we had done, she still got triggered by that. You know, we cleared anger, we cleared all these things, and she's like, why am I still being triggered? And I was like, instead of asking the question why, just clear the thing itself. So
as a trigger.
As a trigger. So that I put the trigger itself in the brackets, and I put several examples on the web in the membership site. I put some examples of what I would put in the brackets for things. So in this case, she gets cut off in traffic, and so she should put in the brackets, let's see, issues regarding, and then you put the brackets, and the brackets would say how I felt when I got cut off in traffic, or what comes up when I get cut off in traffic. And you just leave it that simple. You don't have to know what caused it. You don't have to know that you almost had an accident when you were five that you can barely remember, and so now you're really tense about it. And you don't have to go delve through your past and try to figure it all out, which is extremely important. Thank you. Which is extremely important because, as we all know, having everyone on here especially, having done your metaphysical research and manifestation and thinking, power of positive thinking, you know you don't want to spend too much time on negative thoughts because you'll get more negative. So if you clear the trigger itself, it allows you to stay on the positive side. It also allows you to let your divine team clear anything and everything that's around it. Because you get cut off in traffic and you think it's because you remember, I'll say it was when you're eight because you'd actually remember that, but an accident that almost happened when you were eight. And you also remember your aunt, cursing at people in the car. And you also remember all these different things. And you think that that's what they are. But if you try to clear each of those individually, you're going to miss something.
Yeah.
And your divine team can see the whole thing. They don't miss anything. So they will get the whole root, everything that's around that trigger. When you clear the trigger, they clear the whole thing. And I've been doing this for at least 3 months, really successfully.
So do me a favor. Do step two for the specific thing of being triggered by traffic.
Well, I think this is great. Let's see if anybody got triggered today. And we'll clear their trigger right now.
All right.
Let's make it interactive. That sounds like fun. All right, who wants to... Aha! I didn't even get to ask who wants to...
Hey, Claire.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. You were quick on that trigger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different kind of trigger.
My trigger finger was ready to acknowledge the trigger.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so now I feel like I'm on a... like a morning show,
tell us,
caller, what were you triggered by today?
Yes. Well, it's really actually something that's very interesting because it's been at work, and I have not been triggered at work about this around this issue at all until yesterday, and then it came up again today. And
interesting.
So, yeah. And so what's happened is that, and maybe I just haven't been aware of it, but I was told that my boss actually was talking about me in a meeting behind my back. I was in the meeting. I left the room. The discussion wasn't said to my face, but the minute I left, the discussion started about me and some of the things that I was doing. And so I wasn't aware of it until actually today, and then it was brought up again later today with somebody else. And you want to talk about piss me off?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, hell to the no, they didn't, you have to go a really long way to make me upset or angry, and it just, right to the heart, and all I wanted to do was just, I mean, every time that person walked by, I just was sending glaring looks and going, You know what I mean?
You know what I like about this trigger is that it's somewhat appropriate. I mean, people shouldn't be talking about you behind your back. So there is an emotional response to that that's appropriate because you are in danger. Your boss talked about you behind your back. That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's threatening to be with it. So there's a part of that that's healthy. But what we want to do, so it's sending up a flag and it's saying, look, something could be threatening your livelihood. And you go, okay, but we can choose how we respond to that. And so what we want to do is we want to clear the negative side of that trigger. And what I found when I've cleared things like situations like that is that a lot of times what I thought was happening isn't what happened at all, or because I respond because the place I was responding from wasn't from a triggered place, but from a place of openness and communication, that the whole thing turned around and ended up, the relationship ended up stronger for it. Hmm. So the key is to clear the trigger before you open your mouth and insert your foot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even just talking about it right now, I feel it in my body constricting, like on the sides of my stomach, like into the center of my solar plexus.
Yeah. So let's definitely clear this trigger now. And so what I'm going to do, Claire, is I'm going to mute you so that just so no background noise comes up in it. And then I'm going to just read through the clearing process. Well, I mean, we've all been through this at one time or another.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been around this plane a little while, so we've all had this happen to us. So this is excellent. So while I'm reading this for Claire, and I'm going to put Claire's specific in the bracket, just invite you to remember when you were triggered and to allow that to be cleared as well. So just take a moment to breathe. My divine team, I am so grateful for all the clearing, balancing, and healing you do for me, including this one. Please clear to 100% clear, or whatever level is for my highest and greatest good, any and all emotional, mental, or spiritual issues contributing to when my boss talked about me behind my back in the meeting, including limiting beliefs, subconscious programming, related habits and feelings. Please install and enhance the related empowering emotions, beliefs, habits, and feelings to 100% or whatever is for my highest, greatest good. Please balance my gain for this lifetime as well as all lifetimes and parallel dimensions. Thank you, my divine team. I am most grateful for this powerful upgrade of my gain. Oh, yes, Ed, so Ed's whispering over here. He's also testing for when you're clear. So he said, did that work for you, even though I said I? Yes, it does. Fortunately for us, our divine teams are not too persnickety about that. Or I haven't found them to be so.
She was trying to do it the way you do it for yourself.
Right.
And so that's exactly what you do, but she's also communicating with her divine team to say, look, make this work for the people we're talking about, which is anyone who listens to this this broadcast.
Because we've all had that happen. And notice that what I put in the brackets wasn't necessarily flaws. It wasn't good writing. It wasn't sophisticated or marketing. It just was exactly what happened. When my boss talked about me behind my back at the meeting and how I felt about that. And that's exactly what I put in. And what I do is I feel... When I put that in the brackets, I fully enter the feeling and kind of offer up that feeling so that they know that anything around that vibration is what should be cleared. So because I'm intuitive, to me the feeling is what I'm latching on to there. So I'm going to unmute you, Claire, and you tell me,
it may be still going down, but I've got that you were triggered at 65% and that it's actually down to about 10% now. And it might go a little further.
And Claire, I want to see, because you're intuitive too, see if this happens for you. I know that it's cleared completely for me when I suddenly, out of the blue, for no reason, take a really deep breath.
It's still going down, like 7%. It's still going down.
And when I clear it on other people's behalf, I will also suddenly take a deep breath out of nothing. And that's kind of like a timer going off for me, going, okay, it's cleared.
So what are you feeling, if anything, Claire?
Yeah, no, actually when you were going through the process, I could feel the tension in the muscles start to release. And towards the end, it was definitely releasing more. And you're right, Ed, it's like it's melting away.
Yeah.
And so it really was, you know, like when you said, at the very end, kind of took in that deep breath. And I still feel it melting away. So... There's still like a little bit of residual, but it's nothing. I mean, it was just, you know, and that's not there now.
And the really important thing is to run the process before you open your mouth. I mean, we've been through that twice this week, Ed and I both, on personal things. And mean, most times, I mean, you really want to bite your tongue out sometimes because you just want to say something. But it's not a good idea to say it when you're in that feeling. What's a really good idea is to clear the trigger, because then that energy is not in your way of the communication.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a totally different conversation. Yeah. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chandra. Well, and thank you so much for getting triggered for all of us.
Yeah, I just take one for the team. That's the way I am.
All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, we have time tonight, and so if anybody else would like to has also been triggered and would like it done on the spot, that was great. Oh yeah, thank you for checking Q&A. That was great because we all have had that experience, and it's not a good feeling because it actually those kind of triggers are tricky because it's a legitimate trigger in that your livelihood is threatened. I mean, it's not just someone talking about you; it's your boss talking about you. That's your livelihood threatened. So that's really that's a legitimate survival instinct saying something's going on. That's what should happen. What you want to clear is the extreme part of it. And so that's what we did. And so
the information is what you want to have, but you don't want any kind of debilitating emotion at all.
Well, that's what I was explaining to Kira is that feelings are they're chemicals and they're our body's warning system. So you don't want to shut them off. That can be really difficult. And she's starting to grow up and starting to hear a few songs, and we're talking about this, and she said, you know, what you just said makes me want to turn off all my emotions. You know, and besides, you know, the chill in my veins, so she said that. But it was like, that's not actually the point. The point is not to have the extreme, not act on the extreme emotions. And don't be afraid of them, because emotions are there to help you. But if it's an extreme emotion, you want to clear it.
Good.
I press start. Let me see if it's right. We are seeing that we may not have been recording, which would be terrible. So, yeah. No, mine says we're recording.
Oh, good.
Sometimes it does that when Ed is doing it, too, and I'm like, oh, no, but I saw him hit the button, so I'm just going to have some faith. All right, Claire, I think your hand is up again.
I just wanted to make a comment on that, too, is that because that, you know, obviously that's happened in my past where I discovered that people were talking about me behind my back about something. It really had been a stacked anchor, right? It didn't just trigger for that one event. It triggered for all the other times. And it's kind of like I almost had a flashback of when that's happened and exactly what you said is that it was not a safe environment when I found out that was happening, not as much in this situation at work, but the other times that I found out that it was not safe. So it really tapped, you know, just like a dagger into all of that stuff that has not been released over all these years. I mean, way back to first ex-husband who was really very toxic for me. And I didn't realize it until you were just saying that, how deep it went back, way, way, way back, you know, many years ago. And from a protective standpoint, and it brought all that up. So that was really important for me to kind of, as an aha, to realize that it wasn't just that one event, but it triggered all of that.
And those are events that you didn't even remember at first, and that's why your divine team does it, because they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know all of that. And really, if you're... I have to say kudos to your body because that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to say, look, this is dangerous, and here's the reason why. It happened here and here and here and here. It's doing developmentally what kept us alive on the savannah. So, but what we want to do is what also has kept us alive is our adaptability. So by clearing the debilitating side of it, you can still have the safety factor of, okay, there may be a pattern here that needs changing. But you can do it without having the debilitating emotion.
But Claire, I got that you only had this happen to you 1,423 times in your lifetime.
Well, you see, you know, it just could have been a lot more. But yeah,
1,423 is a lot.
I guess I had a few layers in there that just needed to be. And honestly, you know, it's like it surprised me that when I got that triggered into that. You know, to that emotional level because it wasn't that substantial. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that moment was not just as substantial, but it was like not just lighting a match. It was like, you know, a torch and a flame that just took off within me. And I was like, holy crap, where did this come from? And the person that told me was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They never quite see me riled up that way.
Yeah, and I'm going to mute you. And think about how this happens all the time in leadership. I mean, it's, you know, someone has had some things in the past that have made them very angry, and then somebody walks in the door and says one little thing that triggers that anger, and they blow up.
Yeah.
And the blow-up is not in the level of in relationship to the trigger itself. I mean, it was, you know, the trigger itself was one little thing that someone said that was a little off color, or they, you know, said something in a way they didn't really mean it, but wow, all this 1,423 times that this has happened, it all gets triggered. And so that's, you know, that's, and to me, you know, what the world is trying to do is get everybody to manage those emotions so they don't blow up. It's called emotional intelligence. Well, the fact is, the real emotional intelligence is clearing the stuff.
Well, and what I get, too, is that I said it tongue-in-cheek earlier about you taking one for the team, you know, getting triggered for us, but there actually is some truth to that. You got triggered at a time in which you had support, that you are ready to clear it all. So what if when you get, and Pam's heard me talk about this in another way, but what if when you get severely triggered and something happens that really severely triggers you out of proportion like that did, what if that is an opportunity because you're ready for change? And what it really is signaling is a decision point. But this has happened 1,423 times, and you are at a point where you are ready to rip that thing out.
Yeah.
You're at a decision point where you're ready to take a different path. So in that case, getting triggered becomes a huge, I'm not saying go seek it out, but it becomes a huge opportunity for you. And, you know, Pam's heard me talk about paradigms, and paradigms just rearing their head. And when they do, you feel terrible, but I'm cheering because I'm going, great, because now you can grab it and pull it out. And so what we do to pull it out now is we do the clearing. So when you're triggered, that's actually a great point. It's a sign of growth. If you, especially if you're triggered out of proportion like that, it would mean to me that you are really ready for that change.
It's also an example of something that we wrote a blog post this week, I think, about, and that is that I've lost it. I've lost what the blog post was.
It was quite a thorough process. What's that?
I can't believe I lost what it was. Oh, I know exactly what it was. Okay. Sorry.
Apparently no one's read it.
That happens occasionally. You know, when we've been through four of the 6 weeks of Life's New Game, the process, we've cleared a massive amount of emotional issues and replaced them with empowering emotions, and the same thing with limiting beliefs to empowering beliefs, and we've raised consciousness substantially. And at that point is when we introduce the clearing process so that you can do your own clearing. Well, there's something you can do at this point that is extremely valuable and unique to you, something we could never do for you. And that is that I really want to invite you to go back and look at your life at any emotional things that you can have come up still. Now, I don't want you looking so hard that you have to make something up, but anything that's happened in the past that has been a big deal for you, emotional issues and so forth, I really invite you to bring them back, create negative statements about that situation, and by the way, you might just test them to verify, you know, that negative statement, I've got 35% of that still there, that kind of a thing, and then turn around and write empowering statements about it, affirmations on the positive side of whatever that is, and then clear all of that. And what you're doing is you're clearing the very specific energy that has impacted you at deep enough level that you remember it after all these years.
Yeah.
And we can't do that for you. What we clear is the energy of the big stuff,
mm-hmm.
big angers and so forth. But you know what? And we clear other, we clear all these angers. There just must be a few dozen of just
there's
anger
of
stuff
angers,
there.
Yeah.
And yet you may have something that's a subtle anger issue about a very specific thing that happened that whose energy is different than what we've cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And so now's the time to say, all right, let's go dig deeper and clear those issues that are mine and mine alone.
And I'm going to circle back to what we talked about at the beginning, too, in that you can also do a trigger clearing around that. So this is about what process works for you. So for Ed, it works for him to write down the negatives and the positives statement. That's how he works through it and how he thinks about it. For me, it works to go, okay, and I'm using the same story that I've used several times to show it in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I keep returning to this story. So for me, I can feel the energy of when my mother gave my bed away.
Mm.
And that triggered me for years.
So what you're saying is you don't need to write down all the negative statements around that.
Unless it's your process. If that's your process, do that. But if it's not, you can just literally put in brackets, There you go. Issues contributing to when my mother gave away my bed.
Okay. Yep.
And just feel, and what I do when I put it in the bag is I don't just say the words that you can. I like to put the feeling there. So it's, to me, it's like offering it up on the altar.
Well, here's the simple thing that they might do, too. If they're comfortable, if that absolutely will do it, then
mm-hmm.
great, do that. And what I want to do is I just want to test it. So I want to pick out something in my life that I can come up with and write several statements, write the positive side of the statement. But then I'm going to go back and clear by just saying contributing to that issue.
Right.
I'm not going to even test those statements. Then I'm going to test those statements to see if they cleared.
And
I have a feeling they probably did.
They probably did, especially around that event. But if the statements you come out with are more general, like for Claire's, we did a very specific trigger for everything around that was concerning that event. But what if she wanted to clear every time, but what if she had written down statements, and one of her statements have been when people talk about me, my back. So, you know, there's shades of nuance there. So you may want to clear also whenever people talk about me. So the whole point of this is in a very advanced conversation at this point. Usually we teach you one way to do it, and what we're showing you now is that Ed thinks a different way than I think this way. And
I'm sure nobody's noticed that till
I'm
now.
I'm sure no one has noticed that till now. And we both clear just fine. So you are going to bring your own nuances, your own way of thinking to it, and I encourage you to put those in the Facebook group so that Ed and I can talk them out with you and so you can share what's working for you, because you may think of it in a different way than we do that could help someone else.
Yeah.
And so when we first start, we want to teach you one way to do this, but there's a lot of things you can put in the bracket, a lot of ways you can come up with what to put in the bracket. So definitely in the Facebook group, share that with us so that we can share it with everyone.
Yeah. Well, gosh, any other questions or anything else anybody else wants to share?
Before our call, we didn't know what in the heck
about
we're going to be doing. It's been a really good call. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, 40
really
minutes. That's good. Good. Raise your hand, start two, if you have any questions or comments at all. Well, I think the last thing we ought to do is just, make a little bit of a pitch for why people should do lifestyle.
Well, and I think and definitely we want to toast.
Yes.
We brought our glass.
See if they can hear this. Did you hear that?
That's celebration for your new game.
That's a celebration. No, I won't say that. I started to say the name of a wine that we had over the weekend during the certification session.
Okay.
But
no,
better not do that. Yeah.
It's not as inappropriate as it would sound. Let's just put it that way.
So let's, frankly, most of the people on the call right now are actually already in lifestyle. But people will be listening to it later, too.
Well, and I think that Claire just made it. We had a great call last week, and Claire did a wonderful plug for lifestyle last week.
Yeah.
And she did it with her actions this week, too, because if she hadn't been And this is why she said she came back to Lifestyle.
Yes, it is.
Because if she hadn't had us here for the call and in Facebook, she wouldn't have had the support to clear this, which is turning out to be quite a significant clearing for her whole life. So that's why we like you on here, because we get you the first 6 weeks, we get you cleaned out and we get the biggest stuff out of your engine. But there's a lot of tuning yet to be done and that we can help you do. And so we've seen the most transformation over time.
Yeah, and Lifestyle lasts for a year. And so every single time we do another jump, Lifestyle Game Jumpstart, if you're in Lifestyle, you're automatically in that and re-clearing everything, clearing to deeper and deeper, deeper levels. You also get your consciousness raised continually. And there's something to be said for going over 900, which all of our last times, the folks went over 900, they were in Lifestyle last time.
You know, every time people hit over one of the hundreds threshold, 700, 800, 900, there's a developmental shift.
Yeah, yeah.
And things, once you're over 900, things just don't bother you like they did before. You have some perspective on life. At least that's what I've noticed. Is that what you've noticed about it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And the other thing that happens is that we are continually finding new stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's almost weekly that we find something new to clear, and sometimes it's dozens and dozens of things weekly, because we find a book or something or some kind of a source that has some outstanding statements or questions or issues, and we put them all in there and clear those. And so when you're in Lifestyle, guess what? You get all that new stuff clear at the same time. And let's see. And of course, it gives you access to the coaching calls.
Yeah.
When you're in Lifestyle, we invite you to stay in the coaching calls whenever we're doing them for the.
Yep, and the Facebook group for us to give you, you know, we're both in the Facebook group every day, so that gives us a chance to really respond timely to what's going on in your life, and we have really great gamers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That get really great insights, so you get to share in their insights as well.
Now, I hesitate to share this last reason, because it's possible that we'll change our mind on this, but we're experimenting with a fee that's $300 less a year. It was, I think, wasn't it $797?
Yeah, so instead of saying a price, what I'm going to tell you is go over and look at it, because what we did is we put it at a level that we thought was going to be make it attainable for everyone, because that's really our commitment. We want all of our gamers to be able to do it. And some of you are starting over, and you've been extremely successful, but you're starting over again. So we want to make sure that we made it at a level that everyone could do it. So it's lifestylegame.com/lifestyle, and you can go on over there and see what's going on, and you know just let us know.
Yeah, yeah. So very good. So I think that's it. It's been fun.
It's been another incredible 6 weeks.
It has been.
Always a privilege and an honor to work.
You know, the neat thing about it, we can stay in Lifestyle the whole time. So we get our own stuff clear.
That's true.
We get to clear more and more and more and raise our consciousness higher and higher.
And Kira, too.
It's
a perk of being a daughter.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So anyway, it has been fun. It's been an honor to be with all of you and work with all of you. And we're excited to continue to work with you if you're in Lifestyle. So we'd love to have you.
So I'm going to unmute everyone so we can all say hello, I mean, or goodbye, or till next time, maybe.
Yeah. So good night, everybody, and thank you so much for being here. Take care.
Night, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.